But first, we turn to some good news for Mount Charleston residents. Governor Sandoval says a badly needed flood control project will be built near the washed-out Rainbow subdivision. The announcement comes after a flash flood on July 28th, which flooded homes and washed out roads, causing some $2 million in damage. So why now? And what took so long for the state to get involved in the project? Earlier this year, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers proposed to build the berm in exchange for Clark County taking liability for the project. But now the state will sponsor the project instead of Clark County. Joining us now is Clark County Commissioner Larry Brown, whose district includes Mount Charleston. Commissioner, welcome back to the program.
Great to be here.
Governor Sandoval says a deal will allow the $900,000 flood control project to be built near the washed-out Rainbow subdivision on Mount Charleston. Why is this project important?
Well, obviously, after the Carpenter One fire, we've had a couple rainstorms up there, and that water coming off the mountain going right into those neighborhoods have damaged some pretty significant damage on some homes. So the Corps has proposed this interim facility, this diversionary dam, until the forest revegetates, until the mountain recovers. So critically needed for flood protection up on the mountain.
Any sort of a sense of how long it will take the forest to regenerate?
You know, they've talked about 7 to 10 years. They have a reseeding program that they began last year, last fall. Hopefully it will recover sooner, but they talk about 7 to 10 years.
So why was Clark County originally reluctant to take on liability from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers for the earthen berm once it is completed?
We offered right out of the gates. We talked about that we would do the maintenance. We would repair any minor damages. We would take the berm down after the time period, would revegetate. And our commitment was upwards of $1 million. But as the sponsoring agency, they wanted us not only to take liability for our work, but also indemnify the Corps of Engineers and the U.S. Forest Service for a facility that they designed on their federal property. Our district attorney said that we just can't do that because we can't take that risk, which basically would put unlimited liability onto the citizens of Clark County.
So what changed to change the calculus of that?
We don't know. We weren't involved in the press conference yesterday, so maybe the state had different powers. You know, the county is a creature of the state legislature. Maybe the state had different authority, different powers, but we're thankful. You know, we said from day one we needed everybody involved. We needed not only the federal agencies, but the state and the county to truly collaborate and come up with the solution.
As things begin to come together on the drawing board, do you have any concerns about the project?
There is a little bit of a concern, and simply because this is this facility is interim. And, for instance, in Clark County, when we build our flood channels and detention basins, we build them to what we call the 100-year event. This facility is being built to a 10-year standard. And we don't know. There's certainly risk involved. Clark County actually went up in May and walked the site with the Corps of Engineers and strongly suggested that they extend the berm. Originally, it was in and around 1,200 feet. They extended it to close to 1,900 feet. So we have had input from day one, but in an event of a 100-year storm event up there, there's some real question whether a 10-year interim facility will work, and there's also that risk involved.
Mm-hmm. Is it likely that the 10-year facility will be completed in time for next year's monsoon season?
No question. Governor Sandoval indicated that they may start as quickly as the next 2 or 3 weeks. They anticipated back on the original design that it would take 30 to 60 days to complete, so that would give them enough time to beat the first snow and certainly set for next spring.
Clark County Commissioner Larry Brown represents, in part, Mount Charleston. Commissioner Brown, thanks again for joining us.
Thank you.